A court in Malawi has today begun hearing the extradition case of self-proclaimed prophet Shepherd Bashiri and his wife Mary. I know a lot of people don't like that moniker, self-proclaimed prophet. The fugitive couple fled South Africa in November last year, contravening their bail conditions. We still do not know how this couple actually got out of the country, which is just astonishing, really. The senior leaders of the Enlightened Christian Gathering Church were arrested on charges of fraud, money laundering and theft with over 100 million rand. So they were due to appear in the Lilongwe Magistrates Court in Malawi today. Let's find out about that court appearance. Let's speak to Daniel Mababa, who's a Malawian journalist, joining us now. Daniel, thank you for your time. The Bashiris, are they appearing in court today?
Thanks, Mandy, for having me. Yes, the Bashiris appeared in court today. So they had two court appearances this morning. The first one, like you rightly put, was in the lower court, a magistrate's court, for their extradition case. You will remember, or your followers may remember, that the state here in Malawi officially requested the court to extradite Prophet Bashiri and his wife Mary to South Africa, and the court was hearing that matter this morning. But I will also proceed to indicate to you that the matter has since been adjourned to next Monday.
I understand that they also wanted the magistrate to recuse himself because he's the same magistrate that issued an arrest warrant. Is that correct?
They would like the magistrate to recuse himself. The magistrate has not yet made a position on that one. We are hoping he will make that position maybe next time when the case resumes on Monday. And just to indicate that the adjournment is to allow Bashiri's lawyers to file written defense papers, officially responding to the application made by the state to have the couple extradited.
And Daniel, what is the sense in Malawi about the Bashiris and what they're doing there? Do they have a lot of support? Were there a lot of people at court today in support of them?
There are a lot of people today, but some of them are from his church, the Enlightened Christian Gathering Church, in support. They are wearing T-shirts in support of the Bashiris, and they are demanding justice, I mean, whatever that means. But they would like to, some of them are actually calling for an end to this extradition trial. I do not think, personally, I do not think calling for an end to the extradition trial is reasonable. But I mean, you can't stop them. They have the right to protest. I must also indicate, Mandy, that I indicated earlier that they make two court appearances. So the first one is on the extradition. The second one is at the High Court. This is the higher court. They obtained a court injunction weeks ago restraining all state authorities from making or effecting any further arrests on them. And the court today, what it was doing was to convene an inter-party hearing to hear from the concerns from the Bashiri's lawyers and the actions or responses from the state. That matter, again, has been adjourned to March 16th. Later on this month.
Daniel, thank you so much for bringing us those updates. That's Daniel Mababa. He's a Malawian journalist. So the Bashiris, they, as you heard, are two separate court matters. They actually appeared in court today. Will we ever find out how the Bashiris fled the country? Will we ever see them actually being extradited back to South Africa? Send me a WhatsApp voice note on 072 702 1702.